Gentlemen, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Middle Tennessee Restaurant Owners Association. I'm glad that you folks could take time out from your busy schedule to join us tonight. I'm concerned about the pressing need of the hour. There's one particular subject that I know has been on the hearts of many of you, the minds of many of you, and it's time that we address this topic. Of course, you're familiar with the topic that I'm talking about. That is the scourge of Navigator Bible Studies, which is propping up in all of our restaurants here in Middle Tennessee.
Sir, these guys are always going to be...
Excuse me just a second. The chair recognizes Mr. Dale Robertson. Let's give Dale a hand, everybody.
Yeah. Sir, these guys are always asking me to turn my TV volume down or turn it off.
You can't work under those conditions. I mean, it's ridiculous. I think... Feel free to chime in here. I know some of the rest of you have some other things. Chair recognizes Mr. Sean Gamaldi from Clarksville.
First of all, I would like to say I'm a close personal friend of Jerry Elms and Mr. Kevin Bassler.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I would also
It's difficult
like to
be a friend of both of those people at the
right,
same time.
These guys, they come into my restaurant and, you know, they're always talking about stuff I don't understand. They're talking about two guys in an RV, you know, Shedrack, Meshach, and a Winnebago, I don't know. And they're always asking me to turn the air conditioner down. I don't understand.
It's a shame. It's surprising to me how often these things continue on this way. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to say?
Yeah, I've got something I'd like to say.
All right, now we will have order in this room. All right, Mr. Miller. Chair recognizes Mr. Andy Miller.
I'm a cook here, and I can only make my bacon so crisp.
Oh, my goodness. Bacon can only be so crisp. I think y'all are familiar with how that works. There's one guy in particular. He'll come into a restaurant, big old hulking guy. He'll come into a restaurant, have to duck his head to get inside the building. And then when he gets up there, it's like, I want my bacon so that you can, like that. I want to hear it go when I crack it. Just like that. I mean, what does the fella think we are? I mean, these are fast food restaurants. We're just struggling to make money. I mean, it's hard for us to keep this thing in business. Chair recognizes Mr. Shannon Hamrick from Bell Aqua, from Tennessee.
Yeah. I don't know why. Have you guys seen it? They pull out these little cards, and they start mumbling and back and forth, and it's really creepy.
It is kind of creepy. That's right. I've seen that. How many of you have seen that around the restaurants in your place? It is frightening, and it makes you wonder. Like, you see their head, their eyes kind of turning in their heads a little bit, that kind of thing.
Item to discuss also. With them, apparently there's a 5x2 special.
Okay, wait just a second. What is a 5x2 special? I don't think I'm familiar with that term.
Well, most of us aren't because it's not on my board anywhere and no one knows about it apparently except for these navigators.
Okay.
Where they come in and they spend $2. They go to the bathroom two times. They have to use two tables. They're there for 2 hours. And then they use $2 worth of napkins. Where am I going to make my money?
Just napkins. And they use the napkins for the darndest things. I mean, there's some kind of like wheel diagram they're always drawing on there, and then there's some bridge diagram or something. I'm just growing tired of the thing. I understand and I appreciate what you've said. The chair failed to recognize Mr. Kevin Bassler from that place. Next, Mr. Kevin Compton.
All right, this may take a minute. These Bibles. I'm not sure what's up with these Bibles. Now, I'm not talking about the little weenie Bibles that some of these college kids come in, the little Hannah Montana Teen Spear Revolution Bible.
For you college guys out there.
It's these older guys with the great big Bibles. I don't know where they get these Bibles. I assume they all have the same amount of words in them. But it seems like the bigger the Bible, the funnier they think they are, the louder they are, and the longer they stay.
Hey. Now, we will have order in this room.
There's one guy in particular that shows up. He's a real tall guy. He's got kind of a howdy doody haircut. You know, I can hear him. I hear him before he ever makes it in there. He goes, how you doing, buddy? I've got to come up there because I got to swipe my card so we can get the discount on his coffee.
Bring that $2 coffee down to $1.50 coffee.
His Bible looks like a piece of carry-on luggage. It's got wheels. It's got an expandable handle. It's just... The only thing it's missing is like a little trailer behind it for another Bible.
Thank you, Mr. Compton.
I appreciate the time.
I understand. Does anyone else have anything they need to say about the Navigator Bible Studies that are cropping up all across our beloved region? Fellas, the only thing I know to tell you, The comforting thing that I can think about with these Navigator Bible studies is that these fellas, they're looking for quiet places. They can, you know, they can kind of move in there so that it's a restaurant where there's not a whole lot of folks. And I kind of tend to think of them as early warning systems now. It's almost like when you've got a Navigator Bible study that takes place in your restaurant, you got about 6 months to keep your doors open, and then you're pretty much done after that. So, with that, we will close this meeting of the Middle Tennessee Restaurant Owners Association.